amazing people you should get to know. Our teaching comes from the Word of God, and as Don said, we usually open that up and we go line by line. Today I'm going to pause that, and I'm going to do a topical message, as you see on the screen there. The title is called Back to Balance, and specifically this week I want to talk about the family. You, no matter what age you are, what you're going through, if you have a family, if you're empty nesters and your family is out of the house, but maybe you have grandkids, you say, oh, I'm single and whatever, you have family maybe that you're connected to, even if that's not the case, you can be a part of this family. This message is going to be directed specifically at you that have kids, if you're watching, if you have kids. If you have grandkids, though, the wisdom that you have of the things that we'll talk about today, the texts that we'll talk about from the Word of God, all right, still rooted in the text, you'll be able to say, yes, that's true, that's right, and then you'll be able to help other people. And so I really hope that you'll be able to enjoy and be challenged in that today, specifically about the family. Next week, I'm going to talk about us as individuals, specifically when it comes to balance in life. One of the things that we really struggle with is stress. Stress is epidemic, pandemic, whatever the word is. We all experience it in different levels and different ways, and we experience it in very unhealthy ways. Everybody does. And so I want to talk about you as an individual when it comes to stress in your life and this idea of balance, and then typically along with stress comes anger. Those two are really married together very often, and so I want to talk about stress and anger next week as well. So come back. There won't be bounce houses next week, but we do have amazing children's workers, children's church, and they're welcome to be part of that and as well. They'll enjoy that. So I'm going to jump right in. You know, life can very often feel much like a bounce house, can it? It's a great illustration for us. Life can be very much, number one, a struggle, just like a bounce house is. What I mean by that is you step inside, you're in it, and you think you've got things handled, you know. Matter of fact, from the outside looking in, it doesn't even seem all that bad. It looks like it's amazing. But once you're in, it's a full-blown circus. Kids are flying in every direction. They're screaming. There's chaos. There's laughter. And you're just trying to stay on your feet. It's all unpredictable. It's exhausting. And at the end of the day, everybody is worn out, but nobody can really explain exactly what they did and what happened. It's just, you're like, what did you do today? I just did this. Like we don't know how to explain it. It's a whirlwind of bouncing between work and life, school and sports and meals and friends and bedtime and shopping for this and then go get all sorts of stuff. And you're just hoping in the end that you don't end up like this, right? We had a trial run yesterday. Don and I put these bounce houses up, and he was jumping, and he fell out. That's Don. You don't want to end up like this. So this bounce house kind of life, family life, for nearly 30, listen to this, there are 3,708 homes within a 2-mile radius of this building with people ages 20 to 50 in it. And that is life for a majority of people today. This bounce house kind of life. Not to mention I'm outside the 2-mile radius. That's my life often too. No matter what, you know, if you have kids or not. Some of you retirees, you're busier than when you were working. You should go back to work. Recent surveys highlight that a significant number of American families experience considerable stress, with various factors contributing to this sentiment. It's really hard to work through this work-life balance challenges. They play a critical role in elevating stress levels, which we'll talk about next week, as parents strive to juggle professional and familial responsibilities effectively. Financial concerns are paramount, as money-related issues rank among the top sources for stress for adults and in families. Financial strain in particular often stems from the rising cost of living. I mean, you could go to the grocery store and spend $20 and get a vegetable, a meat, and like a bread, and you could cook it at home. Now you go to the for 20 bucks, right? Like for 20 bucks, you could do that. Now you go to the store and it's 20 bucks for a gallon of milk. It could lead, therefore, to parents working longer hours, having multiple jobs, leaving less time for family. The struggles are real. It's hard. The balance is very difficult. So we're in that in life. We're in that. Some of you are getting ready to experience it for the first time in newer ways with a little one coming. And then or a second little one coming. Some of you have got, I was one of nine kids. Sometimes I don't know how my parents, I don't know how my dad had hair. Life can be really crazy. So what's the solution? Like, what do we do? How do we get back to balance? How do we make sense of it? How do we handle it? How do we fix it? How do we have a life that's more restful? My friend, you know what you do? This morning, I want to give you three really simple, basic things. I wish I could tell you, like, where there was a bot, like, what store sells, like, a bottle of anti-crazy pills. And you could go buy it and overdose and everything would be fine. It's just not going to happen. But the Word of God is profitable for us in our lives and can help us to really calm things down and see things the way that God intended them to be and how to interact. It does take work on our part, and we'll talk about that. And so I'm not going to give you anything really mind-blowing. I want to challenge your hearts and your minds this morning. So you say, what do we do? Because I don't want to end up like that. And the work-life balance is hard. What do we do? The very first thing that we do is I want to draw your attention this morning. I want you to focus this morning. And we focus through remembering. You focus on what is important through remembering what is key or paramount in life. What are the more important things in life? And God tells us, really, right at the beginning of his word, which we'll look at it here in a minute. But it's important for us to focus, to remember that the family is the very basic foundation of life. God created us in his image. He said, let us, three persons in one. I can't explain it other than I know that it's true. And you have God who's a relational being, and he made us relational. And then in Genesis chapter 2, he created man and woman, and he created the very foundation of the family. The very foundation of our being. Remember, the building block of your family is not your job. It's your family. You have to start with, and you have to have and to keep the right foundation. As I said, God said from the beginning, he was creating and he created man. And he said, the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make a helper fit for him. Now, in context, this is talking about the first union of a man and a woman, the first marriage. But there is a principle there of union. This principle of union teaches us the idea across the board that families or peoples, what? They complete us. You don't have to watch Jerry Maguire to figure that out. Notice the declaration that Adam makes after Eve has created this helper for him. He says, this at last is the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. Now, he is not talking about there are just eyes and ears and nose and a mouth. No, he is talking about the essence of what all humanity is. The mind and the will and the emotions, somebody he can relate to and talk to and reason with and live life with and experience the relationship with God that they had with. And all of this, it was all with somebody else. And so this is the foundational principle, is that family is meant to be what completes you. Not your job. Not a trip to around the world. Not a new car. Those things are all great, by the way. I hope you have good jobs. And I hope you have great cars. And if you have an extra Lamborghini in your garage, I will help you out. I'd love it. But you must remember that this is how God meant, thirdly, for us to flourish. As family's foundation, we got to focus on the family. We have to remember its foundation. It's what completes us, and therefore, with the completing of us, it helps us to flourish. Listen, after God created humanity, he didn't just say, you know what, Adam and Eve, go figure it out on your own. He didn't do that. Or he didn't create Adam and say, Adam, figure it out on your own. No, he created humanity and all that they could see and experience for them to enjoy, for all of them to have. And in that, he said, look, I want you to make more people. I want you to have kids. Why? So they can enjoy it. He means for them to be creative. He means for them to enjoy the community that they're growing together. He means for them to bring life and therefore purpose into life, spread the beauty of the spiritual and the emotional and the psychological parts of who they are and what it means to be a human. He means for them to spread the image of God everywhere. Because all of that is what it means to be a human and be made in the likeness of God. They were to have compassion for everything on the planet. And God did all of that, and he said, and it's almost like Adam and Eve were there, and he looked at them and he says, behold, all of creation, and it is good. It was good. It was created to be good. It was created for us to flourish. Let me say this to you. You need to know why and how you were created to know who you are. God intended for the family to be the vehicle of our flourishing and completion and love and security in the life that you have. Listen, if you have a good family, you can go find the statistics on any of this stuff. If you have a good family, then it's more likely you will live a more secure life. Meaning, when troubles come in life, and they do come, right? When troubles come in life, but you know somebody's loves you unconditionally, you know they've got your back, guess what? It makes you braver, it gives you hope, it helps you to succeed. If you're in a good family and you're loved, you're more likely to be successful in your endeavors. If you're in a good family and you are able to express yourself in the right ways, but kids that are able to express themselves, they don't have to prove or their worth, they don't have to earn love from mom and dad, they're more likely to grow to maturity quicker and in a better way. The society calls that they're more likely to be more productive. If you're in a good family where mom and dad are present, then it's more likely the kids will grow up to without shame and have a better self-image as well. It's proven. Focus. What is the foundation? What is it that makes us flourish? And it is the family. And my friends, do you not think the evil one doesn't know that?